USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEO of the Henry Pratt Company is giving more details about Friday's shooting that left five of his employees dead. Gary Martin was being fired for a culmination of violations of workplace rules, Scott Hall said. He did not get into specifics, though. He also called Friday the worst day his company's ever had. Democratic presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris was holding a town hall in South Carolina when she was asked about the debt continuing to rise and Medicare for all.
I believe you've said you support Medicare for all and the Green New Deal. Simultaneously, we have a $22 trillion national debt and a $1.2 trillion deficit. Yep. How do you square that circle?
We have a tax bill that got passed that gave $1 trillion to the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America. And they need to give that money back.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Payless Shoe Source is closing down. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The popular footwear chain released a statement that says it's beginning its liquidation sales right away at its stores in the United States and Puerto Rico. Payless explains all stores will remain open until the end of March, and most will stay open until the end of May.
It makes me sad because I like Payless. You can pay less.
The shoe retailer emerged from bankruptcy protection 18 months ago with nearly $400 million in unpaid loans. Payless currently has 2,100 stores here in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump is spending this President's Day weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort. And with that, keep in mind the markets will be closed on Monday, observing the President's Day holiday as well. And don't expect any mail, and most banks will be closed as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or just sending a plain old text, messaging people seems to be the way that most people communicate these days. Well, that's not always good, according to Cal Newport. He's author of a new book titled Digital Minimalism, Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World. In that book, Newport says that connecting with people on a more intimate level is better if you actually call people and make yourself less available.
We know from the research that as far as our brains are concerned, what really matters for making us feel connected and social is real-world conversation, where I can hear the timbre of your voice, I can see your body language, where I've made some sacrifice for this interaction. I've come to find you. I'm taking time out of my day. That's what makes us feel connected. That's what makes us feel social. So the problem with digital interaction, like text messages or comments on Facebook or clicking like or a heart on a photo, is that it doesn't push those same buttons. As far as our brain is concerned, you spend all day on Facebook, you've been alone all day. Does not see that as social interaction. So the danger is not specifically what you're doing when you're interacting on social media. The danger is if you allow that to replace real-world conversation, which is why we're now seeing these well-done epidemiological studies that are showing paradoxically that people who use more social media are more likely to be lonely. And it's because if you use more social media, you're more likely to replace the stuff that actually matters with the digital.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.